Topic 85. Intervals between incarnation. 1. Life interludes, or those periods wherein the spiritual man is out of incarnation and has withdrawn into the egoic consciousness. These, for the little evolved, are practically non-existent. They cycle in and out of incarnation with amazing rapidity. As growth takes place, the periods of withdrawal from incarnation steadily lengthen until the point is reached when the periods out of physical manifestation greatly exceed those spent in outer expression. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 513. 2. For ages, men have misused and wrongly employed a God-given function. They have also brought too rapidly into incarnation myriads of human beings who are not yet ready for the experience of this incarnation and who needed longer interludes between births wherein to assimilate experience. Those souls who are unevolved come into incarnation with rapidity, but older souls need longer periods wherein to garner the fruits of experience. They are, however, open to the magnetic attractive power of those who are alive on the physical plane, and it is these souls who can be brought prematurely into incarnation. The process is under law, but the unevolved progress under group law, as do the animals, while the more evolved are susceptible to the pull of human units, and the evolved come into incarnation under the law of service and through the deliberate choice of their conscious souls. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 272. 3. An instance of this inaccurate and foolish attempt to throw light upon the theory of rebirth can be seen in the time limits imposed upon departed human souls between incarnation on the physical plane and the return to physical rebirth. So many years of absence are proclaimed, dependent upon the age of the departed soul and its place upon the ladder of evolution. If, we are told, the soul is very advanced, absence from the physical plane is prolonged, whereas the reverse is the case. Advanced souls and those whose intellectual capacity is rapidly developing come back with greater rapidity, owing to their sensitive response to the pull and obligations, interests and responsibilities already established upon the physical plane. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 403. 4. Man reincarnates under no time urge. He incarnates under the demands of karmic liability, under the pull of that which he, as a soul, has initiated, and because of a sensed need to fulfill instituted obligations. He incarnates also from a sense of responsibility and to meet requirements which an earlier breaking of the laws governing right human relations have imposed upon him. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 404. 5. When the life of the personality has been full and rich, yet has not reached the stage wherein the personal self can consciously cooperate with the ego, periods of personality nirvana are undergone, their length depending upon the interest of the life and the ability of the man to meditate upon experience. Later, when the ego dominates the personality life, the interest of the man is raised to higher levels, and the nirvana of the soul becomes his goal. He has no interest in Devachan. Therefore, those upon the path, either the probationary path or the path of initiation, do not, as a rule, go to Devachan, but immediate incarnation becomes the rule in the turning of the wheel of life. This time it is brought about by the conscious cooperation of the personal self with the divine self or ego. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 737 through 738.